Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I wanted to end the year with a message directly to you, Cleaning Nation. No guests, just you and I sitting down having some fun. So this is going to be a little bit different of an episode. I had some stuff at the end of the year I wanted to share with you, both on how to grow your company and all sorts of good stuff, as well as just take a moment to thank you for being such loyal supporters of the show, of the podcast, and the Facebook group, to all my clients that I have the honor of serving every year. I just want to take a moment to wish you a very Merry Christmas and to thank you for being such amazing people and allowing me to serve you. So that said, because I'm a terrible human being, instead of fun gifts, like hopefully you're going to get at home with your family, I want to give you the gift of three things to focus on in 2017 that will improve your life and your business. My gift to you. So without further ado, let's jump right in. First, and by the way, if you're a new listener and this is your first episode you've listened to, this is not the typical format. This is kind of a fun thing we're doing just for Christmas. So hopefully you enjoy it. If not, feel free to go check out the other ones where most of the time I'll either have a guest expert on or 9 times out of 10, I'll be coaching an actual real live owner of a cleaning company. So if you like this, fantastic. This is the only one like it. Sorry if you don't like it. Good news. This is the only one like it. The rest are all very different. So let's jump right into the three things that I want to encourage you, Cleaning Nation, to embrace for 2017. First and foremost is community. I feel like, you know, I sit here behind this microphone in this room all by myself, and I desperately want to connect with you guys. And obviously, I get to talk with owners and clients and podcast guests. But that community is what I found oftentimes is more valuable than anything. Obviously, knowing what to do and growing your business and kind of the tactical stuff is super important. So I'm not downplaying that. But community is huge. And I just wanted to talk about, first of all, encourage you to find community with other owners of cleaning companies and talk about some of the benefits. First of all, is accountability. A lot of the value that I bring my one-on-one clients that I want to encourage you for everyone that is not a client that's just in Cleaning Nation is you can get a ton of value from the podcast and from the blog and from the YouTube channel. And you can get a little bit of accountability in terms of if you're, especially in the Facebook group, you can get some community, but I really want to encourage you to expand that, right? Participate in the Facebook group, comment on the blogs, join the community. So when you need that accountability, I've found that that oftentimes is what separates people that are successful and not successful. Everybody kind of, not everybody, but a lot of people know what they're supposed to do and sometimes even when they're supposed to do in the order. But if they don't have a good accountability system around them, it can be hard to get it done. Second is encouragement. I don't know about you guys, but I owned a cleaning business and more days than not were good, but you know, total transparency here, we picked a tough business, right? Employees can be a pain in the neck. They quit, they complain. It seems like they're never happy. Customers, the same thing. They all want something different. On top of that, we got to make payroll and money, and there's just always a lot going on. And if you're like me, you have a lot more good weeks than bad, but no matter how good of an owner you are, you're always going to have that bad week. And if you're anything like me, you can get encouragement from, you know, family or your spouse or your friends or people at church. And to some degree or another, they'll be able to encourage you. But if you're like me, a lot of times, most of my friends aren't owners of businesses. So they just don't know what I'm going through. So I would really encourage you to seek out a community like Cleaning Nation to make some friends. So when you have a tough week, you've got someone that actually knows what you're talking about. When you're going, hey, it's Wednesday and I've got a $20,000 payroll due on Friday and I got $12,319 in the bank. You want to talk to someone that's been there and done that and has to make payroll. And that encouragement can be huge. And also when things are going great, right? Oftentimes we want to share our wins and community is the only way to do that, right? There's nothing sadder than being all alone with this hugely successful business and not being able to share it with anyone. So accountability, encouragement, the ability to learn from other people's mistakes. For those of you that are a listener to the show on an ongoing basis, you know at the end of every show in the lightning round, I ask, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? And the reason I ask that is mistakes can be so terribly expensive and costly, not just in terms of money, but time and headache and just loss of brain cells. And I want to make sure, I forget who said it, but you know, wise people learn from their mistakes, but really wise people learn from other people's mistakes. So that's another benefit of being in community with other owners of cleaning companies, which is what I'm encouraging you to seek out, is instead of having to make that painful, excruciating, expensive mistake on your own, you can learn from other people's mistakes. It fights loneliness. This business, and believe it or not, the more successful you get, oftentimes for me, I found the lonelier you can get with just the idea that less people understand you. And if you're in a community of people that know and love you and trust you, and you know and love and trust them, you can really fight off that loneliness. I mean, I guess the long story short is life is just a lot more fun in community. So that certainly works in your personal life, right? If you're not involved with a church or a movement or something where you are with like-minded people, I would say that you're almost not living life to the fullest. And the same goes with business, right? Let's get into community, find a group like Cleaning Nation that you can share your triumphs, your wins, your losses, and life's just a lot more fun. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you. The first gift I want to give you for 2017 is community. Second is focus. So many times with my clients, I feel like my number one job is to cure them from shiny object syndrome, where they see one thing and they want to go chase that, and then they see another, and they're just constantly moving to the new thing. Focus is a gift that I want to encourage you to give yourself for 2017. The first thing you need to do to be able to do that is to know the important things, be able to separate the important things from the not important things, and in what order you should be doing them. So many people go through overwhelm in terms of, what is it should I be doing? I've got 15 things. They all seem important. I can't decipher which one should be done first. So I'm going to make an attempt to do them all at the same time. And that usually equates to do them all at the same time poorly. So give yourself the gift of focus. Spend some time now in the next couple of weeks really clarifying what you want to get done this year from a big picture. And it shouldn't be cleaning or talking to this employee or paying this bill or any of that kind of day-to-day stuff, the putting out fires of our business, but it should be the big picture things that what do you want to focus on this year? Figure out, write down the right things in the right order and have a plan going into 2017. Second, eliminate distractions. I think we just did a podcast on boxing time, which is an amazing concept, but you want to really focus this year on eliminating distractions. Just as a lifestyle, when you're at the dinner table, be with your family. Put the phone away, turn the phones off, turn the TV off, and look eyeball to eyeball for the people that you've chosen to go through life with. When you're listening to a podcast, when you're with your family, when you're working, whatever you're doing, eliminate distractions and focus. So obviously you can get benefit in your real life with that, because you know it's so funny that just like even watching my kid, he'll be watching TV and playing his game, but he's got to have the TV on the background because he's got to have 9 things going. So I just want to encourage you to take a walk, have a conversation, be present where you're at, and just do one thing at a time in 2017. Now, once you've gotten rid of those distractions, like we talked about TV, Facebook, texting, phone, all the other different ways people can kind of get in touch with you, use that distraction free time to focus on the important tasks that we just talked about. So step one is to know what important tasks you have to do, what order you should be doing them in, and then work and then focus on those tasks one at a time. So many people want to do this and that, and they just jump, but have a plan. Don't do the multitasking, which everybody thinks they're good at, and spoiler, you are not good at it. Focus on one thing at a time. So that's the second gift. The first gift is community. The second is focus. The third gift I want to give you encourage you to give yourself for 2017 is the gift of gratitude. I did an entire, just like this is a special Christmas episode, I did a special Thanksgiving episode on how gratitude doesn't just improve your life, although it does, it actually makes you a better business person. It makes your business more successful. I'll link to that in the show notes page so you can get access to that podcast fully on gratitude if you want. I wanted to tell you, just like I did at the beginning, I am grateful for you, Cleaning Nation, and I want to help more of you create the business and life that you want in 2017. That's my goal. That's my stated purpose, is I want to expand the help that I give to business owners, to you, Cleaning Nation. I want to be with more of you guys. before you know it, it's going to be Christmas again. I don't know if this happens to you, but every year at the beginning of the year, I have to remind myself, oh, 2016, when I'm writing a date, you know, I have to remind myself it's now 2016. And I know just in a couple months, it's going to be 2017, and I'm going to have to go through that again. The funny thing is, next year is going to come. You will be sitting here going, wow, I remember listening to that special Christmas edition in 2016 and thinking, wow, 2017, and then boom, you'll blink your eye and we'll be looking down the barrel of 2018. That's going to happen. Whether you change your life or your business or not is totally up to you. I want to encourage you this year, A, be grateful for the things that you have, and B, be grateful for the opportunity that you get to craft this year. You've got a brand new unspoiled year laid out in front of you, and you get to make that year anything that you want. I want to encourage you to really express some gratitude for that. And like I said, I want to start that by showing you guys how grateful I am for the opportunity to serve you. And in that light, I spent a lot of time putting together a video on exactly how to transform your business. It's totally free. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now to check out this video. You'll see a little 2 or 3 minute video of me talking about how good the video is. You put in your name and your email address, and then that'll get you access to the full video. We changed the entire Grow My Cleaning Company site, so that's pretty much the only thing on there right now because it's so important to me for you guys to see that video and get the value. All you got to do, like I said, enter your name and email address, and you'll get immediate free access. If you are working too much, if you find yourself working in your business instead of on it, either cleaning or putting out fires all the time and not really being a business owner, this is the video for you. If you're cleaning and not growing, if you're stuck, you feel like, you know, it started off where I plateaued and then I started off when I was growing really fast and then I plateaued, or even worse, I'm going backwards, this is for you. If you want the community we talked about, that's going to be in the video. If you want the confidence of knowing what to work on in what order and how to do it, that's all in the video, well, along with how to get accountability to actually make sure that these changes happen this time. I'm really excited for this video. It's really my gift for you this year. There's no charge. Just go to growmycleaningcompany.com, put in your name and your email address. You'll get instant free access to it. So just to sum up, to end this special Christmas episode, the three gifts I'm encouraging you to give yourself for 2017, a sense of community, not just with your family and church members and people in your community, but hopefully with the larger community at the Cleaning Nation, other owners of cleaning companies, other owners of businesses that you can share with. That's number one is community. Two is focus. Instead of trying to do 20 things at once, just find the important few and focus on those and eliminate all of the distractions. So one is community, two is focus, and three is gratitude. We are so lucky. Again, this broadcast is from the United States, and I feel so blessed for everyone in this country and hopefully many of the listeners out there. Just the fact that you've got an electronic device that will allow you to listen to this podcast means you're wealthier than probably more than half of the country out there. So make sure you show gratitude for all the amazing things that you've got in your life. So hopefully you've enjoyed the special Christmas episode, but the key is not to just be a hearer, but to be a doer. The new year is coming. Let's make it one full of passion and growth, both in your personal life and your business life. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now before life gets in the way and open the gift that I made just for you, Cleaning Nation. I can't wait to enter 2017 with you. I'll see you at growmycleaningcompany.com.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.